This is Patch Tuesday, Bottom Line, for March 10th, 2009. I'm Chad Rosenberg, and with me as always is Wolfgang Kandek, CTO at Qualys, and Amol Sarwati, Manager of Vulnerability Research Lab at Qualys. Guys, what is most significant about today's release?
Hey Chad, here. This is Wolfgang. How's it going?
Great.
Most significant, it seems to be a small release. There's only three advisories for Microsoft covering a number of vulnerabilities, roughly 10. But there's one very important one, the first one, MS-09-006. It's a kernel vulnerability inside of Windows. All of Windows versions that are out on the market right now are affected, starting at Windows 2000, going away all the way up to Vista and Server 2008. Windows XP, everybody has this. It's remotely attackable. That means, and again, it is in the GDI library, like so many vulnerabilities that we had last year. An attacker can send you an image, an email, or can entice you to go to a website that has that image hosted and then take control of your machine that way. So very, very easy to use. For an attacker, I think it's a very attractive vulnerability for people to abuse, and I'm sure we'll see exploits very soon for that. So our recommendation for that one is patch as quickly as possible. And again, all machines are affected from servers to workstations, so a very important one.
I completely agree with you, and as Wolfgang mentioned, all systems are affected right from Windows 2000 to Windows 2008, and since this is in the kernel and not an optional component that you install or something like that, everybody's affected. So that is by no doubt the number one vulnerability that we recommend to patch.
Second vulnerability out of the three important is the MS-09-008. It's on the DNS server, so it's much less prevalent if you scan for it. It will only be on a couple of machines within the enterprises. It's important as well. It allows the attacker to redirect traffic to a website of his choice. So that means if you type in www.qualys.com, you might not end up at Qualys' website, but rather at the attacker's website. And then the attacker can use that to harvest your credentials, identity theft, or maybe could even serve another attack to you, like the aforementioned MS-09-006. So it's basically an additional attack vector for attackers that they can use to drive more traffic to them. It's not a desktop vulnerability, it's a server vulnerability, so we'll see much less of it, but it's still important to patch it as quickly as possible.
Yes, that's right. And the last but not least is the MS-09-007 vulnerability in the S-channel part of the clients. It's a little less prevalent than the other two, but given the fact that people would be patching, we still recommend to go ahead and just patch it. But the other two vulnerabilities are definitely of a higher importance.
So who is most impacted?
I think we just discussed it for the kernel vulnerability. Everyone is impacted, including all Windows operating systems. For the DNS vulnerability, actually, only companies that have the Microsoft DNS server installed and are using the Microsoft DNS server for routing their DNS traffic, they are vulnerable. And the S-channel vulnerability affects basically all the client machines.
Are these vulnerabilities exploitable remotely, and are any threatened by zero-day exploits?
So with the DNS vulnerability, there are actually four CVEs or four vulnerabilities in the DNS bulletin, and two of them have been published. The basically the knowledge of how to exploit the vulnerability has been known before the patch was released. We haven't seen an active exploit for those DNS vulnerabilities, but two of them are, as we were discussing, like say semi-zero day, where at least some knowledge for those vulnerabilities was available. So those two are definitely zero days, and the kernel vulnerability, as Wolfgang mentioned, it could be exploited remotely as the DNS vulnerability by sending an email or enticing the user to view a malicious image.
What can users do then to prevent these vulnerabilities?
For the first vulnerability, Chad, there's actually no workaround possible, so you need to patch as quickly as possible. That's the only thing we can say. All of your machines are impacted if they have email or if they have a browser on them. They should be patched as quickly as possible against this threat, because we are sure that attackers will soon reverse engineer this patch and come up with an exploit for it. The DNS vulnerability, it's a server side. Amal, what do you think? What should people do?
For the DNS vulnerability, of course, they should patch as soon as possible. But if that's not possible, then there are workarounds available for some of the issues in that bulletin. If people are not using WPAD, which is basically the automatic proxy configuration for browsers inside their organizations, then they should just go ahead and disable that, because one of the vulnerabilities in the DNS bulletin gives attackers the ability to change those DNS settings. So there are definitely workarounds possible for the DNS vulnerability, but again, they become with a loss of functionality. So we would recommend the patching.
And the third vulnerability, as Amal mentioned, we don't think it will be widely encountered. It's definitely in all Windows systems, but it's a very special use case. So with this one, we'd actually say patch whenever it's convenient for you.
Is there an overall trend illustrated by today's release?
The trend that we saw this year was that we haven't seen a release with 12 bulletins yet, so that's a trend of smaller releases, and I'm pretty sure system administrators would be happy to see this trend.
There definitely continue to be serious vulnerabilities. Mm-hmm. We've seen last month the Internet Explorer vulnerability had an exploit out, I believe, 1 week later. This one here, again, very serious vulnerability in the Windows kernel, and I'm sure we'll see exploits very soon for that. So, yeah, less vulnerabilities maybe. Maybe we'll see if that trends hold up, but they continue to be very, very serious, and people need to really pay attention for these to fix this in order to get their machines cleaned up and not have them participate in some kind of botnet for an attacker.
Well, great. Thank you both for your time today. Interested listeners can get more information on March's Patch Tuesday release at www.qualys.com.